Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, and it's a happy arena. Clan winning by 3-1. Ryan, a good result tonight.
Yeah, I thought we battled pretty hard tonight. I thought offensively it was definitely our best night we had. We created a lot of chances, put 45 pucks at Fallon and from some good areas, and you know, I think we hit the bar 4 or 5 times, and you know, you thought, begin to think, is it going to be one of those nights? And then finally Alms, he's been close, you know, for a long time, and he was able to squeak one by there.
That's it. You put all those chances on Fallon. What did you do in homework wise in terms of nullifying that Dundee threat? And if they're a team that pride themselves on that.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, absolutely. They're probably the fastest team in the league. You know, I thought we didn't execute in the first 5. We gave up two or three 2-on-1s and from the offensive zone. But yeah, no, obviously they're a tough team. You know, they got great goaltending like we do, and they can turn pucks over with their speed. They work extremely hard, and you know, I think that's maybe one of the best Dundee teams I've seen in a long time. Every game it's going to be a battle against them, and it doesn't matter who they play. They play that way, they're going to be very difficult. But I thought tonight, you know, for the little bit of luck, we might have given ourselves a bit more breathing room. You know, that's not saying that Zeke didn't have to make some big saves, because he did, especially late there, that one behind the net on the PK there, and caught everybody off guard. And he played incredible. He's been a rock for us over the last little while. But yeah, today it felt like it was coming together offensively. I thought defensively we looked pretty strong back there. You know, a team like Dundee is going to force you to play in your D zone. They're going to force you to turn pucks over. And you know, I thought our D handled it quite well.
Was that another improvement on last weekend?
I think so. I thought we looked a lot more dangerous offensively. You know, and I think we created a lot more looks in the offensive zone. I thought we created some good looks out of nothing. We didn't throw pucks. And I thought our D did a good job being stick tight. I thought we controlled the neutral zone as far as limiting their speed. You know, I thought our angles were a lot better, our positioning, you know. But it's good. It feels good to finally get a win in Bray Head. You know, we're not used to losing here, and it's a good feeling. You know, it's last week into this week, and hopefully we continued into arguably the toughest building in the Elite League right now.
And that second goal, the one that ultimately won the game, I mean, how big a goal was that in terms of how the season's gone for the club so far?
Yeah, you know, and I think we deserved it. You know, I think, you know, a couple of weeks ago that we didn't get that bounce, and if anything, we got a bounce that went in our net, and you know, I think we deserved it. I thought we deserved it tonight. I thought we put we had some good movement. We got a lot of good pucks on Fallon. You know, when we beat him, it hit the bar, and you know, we just couldn't find that extra inch, and then finally we get a squeaker there and throw pucks at the net, and good things happen. And obviously Alms driving the net, something we've been working on is getting inside the house and sticking around that net in the dirty areas, and I think it paid off tonight.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks.